After yesterday's summit, there appears to be no more bipartisan consensus on health care today than there was before the summit. Part of the problem is, of course, political, but not all of the problem. With health care, even questions that seem simple just aren't. Take, for instance, the question of how to pay doctors. David Kestenbaum and Hannah Jaffe Walt from our Planet Money team report that doctor pay has confounded policy wonks, economists, and presidents for decades.
In 1965, Joe Califano had to answer a question. He didn't know it was such a big question, or a question that would change the course of healthcare in America for the next 5 decades. It just seemed simple. How should the government pay doctors?
Califano was President Lyndon Johnson's advisor for domestic affairs, and the government was about to get into the health insurance business in a huge way, about to launch the largest health insurance plan we've ever had, Medicare. But the idea made doctors nervous. So LBJ, Califano, and lawmakers made what seemed like a small concession. The government told doctors, we will pay you for every procedure you do. How much will we pay you? Whatever you think is right.
Califano shakes his head describing that call now. But he says, look, the government needed doctors to participate. If doctors didn't accept Medicare, wouldn't see patients covered by Medicare, the whole thing would fail.
We were on edge. We were on edge.
About
whether doctors would agree to take Medicare patients.
And why were you worried they wouldn't participate? You were going to pay them whatever they wanted.
So opposed to it. I mean, they reluctantly, believe me, within 2 years, they loved it. But they didn't really understand what a bonanza this was going to be for them.
Turns out, doctors had been giving out a lot of free care to old people. And now they were going to get paid for that. And within limits, whatever they asked for. Dr. Lucien Leap was a practicing surgeon at the time.
We found out what the general fee for a service was and charged that or maybe added 10% because, of course, I'm better than average. And so it was an incentive for doctors to charge what they thought was reasonable for them and then, of course, to increase it every year by, say, 5 or 10%.
Medicare's solution for how to pay doctors put into cement this idea of fee for service, paying doctors per procedure for every test, every scan. That sounds reasonable, but it served as a nudge to err on the safe side, to do more tests, to do that exploratory surgery.
LBJ and Califano, all their people, all realized they created something of a monster. Right away, I mean, 2 years after Medicare passed, LBJ is pleading with Congress to let him change the way Medicare pays physicians. Califano remembers it well.
By late 67, the budget data was just stunning. I mean, in 1968, we knew that system should be changed. We asked Congress for authority to change it.
But you just created it.
I know it, but we saw what was happening with costs so fast, so fast.
But they couldn't change it. Doctors now liked the system. They were getting paid for work they'd previously done for free. And that was that. This system, with all its problems, stayed in place for almost 30 years. Meanwhile, medicine got more expensive.
Figuring out prices for health services is really hard. We have an idea what we should pay for toothpaste. Back surgery, no idea.
And yet, in 1986, one man was convinced he could calculate the prices. An economist at Harvard by the name of William Shao, an economist with a small voice and a big, kind of weird idea.
So the question is, can we find a rational method that could be used to set physicians' fees?
Professor Shao decided, okay, the market does not work for healthcare services, so I will calculate the right prices for each and everything a doctor does.
Shao brought in groups of doctors and asked them some pretty crazy-sounding, almost philosophical questions, like, how much mental work does a regular checkup require? He had them compare everything they did to one reference point. For surgeons, it might be a hernia repair. How technically hard is it? How stressful? How many supplies? Shao had doctors do this for thousands of procedures.
Congress loved this idea. An economist, a rational way of answering this annoying question. And Congress said, if you can really do this, we will adopt your method. We will make it law.
Now, if someone was talking about changing how you got paid, you'd pay attention. And doctors did.
While Shao was creating his relative value scale, he'd invite groups of doctors in to advise him. And the doctors would bring their own advisors. Consultants, lobbyists, really. Shao wouldn't let them in the room, so they'd sit outside. And then those consultants started coming out with their own relative value studies that were more favorable to whatever group of doctors they represented.
So then they were trying to trump us. And so it took tremendous amount of work, took years out of my life, and my hair turned gray.
during that time.
Mm-hmm.
In 1992, Congress adopted Shao's relative value scale, that enormous spreadsheet. And it worked for a while, until just a few years later, it didn't anymore.
There are different explanations for what happened. Shao blames lobbyists. Lobbyists and doctors say, sorry, healthcare just is expensive. And most of the time, Medicare actually underpays us.
Congress did try one more thing. It tried to slow growth of doctor pay by saying payments could not grow faster than the overall economy grows. But when the economy slowed, that would mean cutting doctor pay.
When that happened, Congress balked and put off making the cut 1 year, then the next year, and the next. Those delayed cuts added up, and now, this coming Monday morning, doctors are facing a 21% pay cut. Unless, of course, Congress puts it off again.
So that question about paying doctors, we're still working on it. I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt.
And I'm David Kestenbaum, NPR News.